Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We are live and local here on a Thursday, April 2nd. And just to follow up on the Washington Wizards, April Fool's joke gone wrong, the Commanders did a hilarious April Fool's joke. I couldn't find the audio. I tried to get Jay Money to pull it. I can explain it, though. So Fred Smoot does the Command Center podcast with Logan Paulson and with Santana Moss. And Jay Money, they got those three together, and they went to the Mississippi State database or website. And that's where Fred Smoot went to school. And Fred's always talking about how fast he was, his 40 time. And they were like, on the Mississippi State website, it actually says, like, oh, yeah, Fred Smoot ran the fastest 40 time of all time. It's the 4.37. And he's hyping. He's like, see, I told y'all. And everyone's like, all right, wow. You know, Fred, you were right. And then they go, Fred, we're actually filming this a couple days early, but we're going to release this on April Fool's. We just made that up. And his face was shocked. It was really well done. That's a good April Fool's joke right there. Film it a couple days early. The guy will never know that you're fooling him. Speaking of the Commanders, it's 1 o'clock on AWOD Radio, which means it's time for the Richmond Commander.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready, boss?
The phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
So, Jay Money, we had our Rams rally last night, and I think it's really cool, the crossover fans that we have, because I had a few listeners come up to me, like Witt, who is a diehard Commanders Redskins fan, but also likes VCU basketball. Had a couple listeners come up to me and say they listen because VCU and the Washington Commanders. And they all had the similar thing to say, which is the number one thing on their mind right now is a tie between the upcoming NFL draft and the jersey release. There's a lot of buzz about this jersey release, and we all know why. We all know why. Because everybody is, like, deep down wondering, like, is there any chance they go back to the Redskins logo? Can we go back to a feather or a spear? Like, I think that's why it's so much buzz right now, is because Commanders has been done so wrong. So wrong. Like, the whole military tank, that is not the type of commander that gets me fired up. You want to get me fired up for a commander? Give me something from 500 years ago. Give me something where they didn't use, you know, guns, right? Where they had to use a spear or a knife or just their fists. Like, that is fire. Get me fired up for that. Again, I will keep saying this. King Jaden Daniels Leonidas. That would excite me to go see the Washington Commanders play. And so the question of the day right now is, what are you more interested in? Jersey talk or draft talk? 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. I kind of think it's a split right now in this fan base. Like, draft talk, I don't want to say it's getting boring, but it's the same conversation we've had since February when the season ended. Best defensive player available. Oh, well, they did a lot of good things defensively. All right, maybe you can intrigue me on Jordan Love. No, still best defensive player available. And then all of a sudden, like last week, wide receiver was such a hot topic. I mean, it was wild how everybody wanted to talk about wide receiver. And it makes sense when you consider there is a hole at wide receiver too. I still think that's going to be filled by Brandon Ayuk, and that's why I would not draft a wide receiver, especially not in the first round unless you're guaranteed he's going to be a stud. But there's been a lot of back and forth on the draft talk, and I think it's kind of looped. It's gone from best defensive player available to there was a few weeks where everybody was obsessed with Jordan Love. And I love Grant Paulson's line. There are people that love Jordan Love, and there are people that haven't seen enough highlights to love him yet. Because once you watch the highlights, you can fall in love. And I do think that it would be tremendous to pair Jaden Daniels with the running back of the future next to him, right? And I will even say this. There was a good argument on Beat Mitch and Finley yesterday. I think I disagree with them. They said that they think Jaden Daniels paired with a young wide receiver is better than Jaden Daniels paired with a young running back. And their point was, well, look at this past offseason. Alec Pierce got $30 million. Kenneth Walker got like $15-20 million, right? Wide receiver is more valuable than running back right now. And if you go in that line of thinking, then you would probably lean Tate over Love. I'm of the mindset the two teams that played for the Super Bowl had the best defenses in football. And so I'm still best defensive player available. And so it kind of feels like we've looped, like best defensive player available, then Jeremiah Love, then wide receiver Tate. Now, is it back to just defense, right? We've got 3 weeks until the NFL draft, and I think the nice part about Washington at 7 is, like, there's a chance that teams are going to be calling them to move up. There's a very good chance that teams are going to be calling them to move up. And it might not be for Jeremiah Love. Like, it might be for Arvell Reese. Might be for Bailey. Might be for Bain. I think Caleb Downs is certainly an intriguing name that a team could trade down for. And so it's like, with the talk about the draft, we've kind of looped. With the jersey, it feels like more new information has come to light with Josh Harris and him saying how much they want to honor the past, and him saying we have some tricks up his sleeve. Like, I'm actually intrigued on the jersey stuff, even though I'm not a big jersey guy, because of the confidence, the bravado from Josh Harris when he said we've got some tricks up our sleeve. Like, if you got some tricks up your sleeve, I want to see the damn old logo somehow brought back. That, I mean, that'd be a trick up your sleeve right there. Can you redesign it? And so maybe it's just a feather or just a spear. Or maybe it's just the outline of the outside of the old logo with a damn W in the middle. The fact that they are confident that they're going to get it right and get the fan base excited, and you pair that with there's still excitement in this fan base for RFK 2.0 and the possibilities of a state-of-the-art stadium and hosting a Final Four there and all that stuff. Like, draft talk is going to be alive until April 3rd. I kind of think jersey talk is hotter right now. What do you think, Jay Money?
I think right now, because the jersey is just a week or two away, it is the talk of the Commanders. Like, would you be excited for just the block W with like a feather sticking out of one of the ends?
Yes. Yep.
Like,
yeah.
A Titan style,
yeah,
flames.
You want to make that W better? Put a feather on it. Put a feather on the cap, dude. Yes. John Jacob Jingleheimer Smith. Yes. That's what I need right there. What is more likely for me to get let down by? The jersey rather than the draft. I feel very confident that Adam Peters is going to hit a home run with that number 7 overall pick. Or he's going to, you know, work his magic and trade it for like picks 10 and 27. When I'm doing my mock drafts, what I like about the mock draft database here is they will come up with simulated trades for you, trade scenarios. I'll tell you one right now. I did it just a minute ago because I'm doing mock drafts like crazy at this time of the year, and I just want to see what offers Washington will get, because they are getting offers every time you do it. A lot of times, though, it's not something you would consider because it's outside of the first round, But, like, for example, I just got an offer from Dallas. All right. Round one, pick 12. Round three, pick 92. They threw in a fourth round pick, a fifth round pick, and a 2027 fifth round pick for that number seven overall pick. Like, that's a desperate team right there. How about this? The Jets just offered me a second round pick, a fourth round pick, and two second round picks from 2027. I'm not accepting that. Chicago offered me a first round pick, number 25 overall this year, a second round pick, a second round next year, and a fifth round pick next year. These are not the picks that I would trade, but it's certainly intriguing that you're getting all those offers on just a simulated mock draft, because I'm telling you, that means Adam Peters' phones will be blowing up at number seven overall. I'm going to keep saying this. Best case scenario for Washington, top 10. All right, I'm going to include it into the top 10. Best case scenario, two quarterbacks drafted, two offensive linemen drafted, two wide receivers drafted, and Love. That's seven offensive players available right there. And that would mean Washington would have their pick of the litter. And I don't think it's impossible to have two offensive tackles taken. I do think it's unlikely to have two wide receivers taken, and probably unlikely to have two quarterbacks taken. But yet, almost every year, we have a surprise at quarterback. Almost every year, we have a surprise at quarterback. So I wouldn't be shocked. I wouldn't be shocked. That's best case scenario for Washington, because then you're choosing between Bailey and Reese and Downs and Bain. You got your pick of all of them. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910, The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep. It's key.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new Sports Radio 910, The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. So let's go back around the National Football League. Let's do NFL hits here on AWOD Radio.
Every offseason rumor, every free agent on the move, and the drama surrounding the NFL draft. It's NFL hits on AWOD Radio.
So there were a few stories outside of the NFL draft that we wanted to discuss here. And I think the first is Kirk Cousins finding a new home. And he has a chance to play bridge quarterback. Like, as we talked about, I thought it was a given. They were going to draft Fernando Mendoza, number one overall. They were going to start the season with the number one overall pick alongside, what was he, the number four last year, three last year, in Ashton Jeanty. And the future would start now. But it appears that they're going to play the long game here. And Fernando Mendoza will sit and wait behind Kirk Cousins for at least a game, maybe four, maybe six, maybe the whole season if Kirk has success. Now, is there a chance that Kirk Cousins goes out there and goes 0-6 and then they end up in a very similar spot next year? Yeah. I mean, when we talked about Vegas Raiders this whole offseason, I kept saying the move is to trade Max Crosby and get the most picks possible because you need such an influx of talent, right? You need so many first-round picks that it's going to be nearly impossible. And so maybe that is along the line of what they're thinking of. Hey, we'll have Kirk Cousins here to play bridge quarterback. We're not focused on winning games this year. We're just focused on improving our organization, getting to more of a professional standard that we just weren't at in the last few years, right? I mean, they thought that they would bring in professionalism with Pete Carroll, and I love Pete Carroll as a head coach, and I think he was cashing a check there and didn't really care. I mean, I felt that way the whole time. I felt that way when Washington whooped up on the Raiders. Like, that's not the Pete Carroll that I grew up loving as a coach of the Trojans at USC and the Seattle Seahawks and Legion of Boom. That was not the same guy. He didn't have the right game plan. He didn't have his guys fired up. It was a dud of a season for him. And so, with Kubiak coming in here, I think that the offense is going to be very interesting to watch. And maybe his offense is so complicated that it is best for Fernando Mendoza to not feel pressure of being rushed. And of all the guys to learn from, why not Kirk Cousins? The guy, you're kind of a Kirk Cousins 2.0 with more upside.
I mean, they've got very similar personalities. They're both very upstanding people in the way that they seemingly handle themselves in the media. I kind of like it. It reminds me of Russell Wilson and Jackson Dart last year. I think the Giants would have started Russell Wilson all 17 games if it had gone well. Now, that was not the right decision. You needed the young guys to get talent. You needed to get some, you know, production out there, see if they really had it, because you had to make decisions moving on to the future. And I think it's going to be a similar situation. They might have more patience because they're not firing their coach. They're bringing one in this year.
Aaron Rodgers is back in the news. At 42 years old, he has not ruled out another season in the National Football League. But what team is he going to play for? I think the Steelers are still in the mix when you consider McCarthy is there as the head coach and they don't have a better quarterback on the roster. But the report that shocked me was the Denver Broncos are reportedly considering Aaron Rodgers to their roster. Pro Football Talk announced that he would join a room that's led by Bo Nix and move into a mentor role.
That's not Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is not a mentor. He's not doing that. He's either re-signing with Pittsburgh or he's getting out of there with his head held high in the playoffs.
Why do you think Pro Football Talk wrote about this yesterday?
I saw something that said he was going to Denver. I did see something, but it wasn't a visit. I mean, maybe he just wants to join the coaching staff over there, check it out. But I cannot picture in my brain at all Aaron Rodgers saying, you know what, a team might want me to start in Pittsburgh, but I'm going to go and I'm going to be a mentor to Bo Nix. I can't picture that.
I can't either. I mean, his entire career, he's gotten pissed off at every organization that's drafted a quarterback, right? So I don't understand why this is a story, other than the fact that maybe Sean Payton is trying something new here and has the idea that, hey, Aaron Rodgers gives us a chance if we ever lose Bo Nix again, right? I mean, that's the only thing to consider about this is the Broncos should have played in the Super Bowl. Like, they absolutely should have played in the Super Bowl. But Bo Nix wasn't available, and their backup was awful. So I guess that's why Aaron Rodgers' name popped up. What's the other NFL story you wanted to bring up today?
I mean, along those same lines of stories that are, you know, going forever, A.J. Brown's saga with the Eagles, they had that bombshell story that came out with the divide between Jalen Hurts and the Eagles coaching staff, of course.
There was another bombshell story about Hurts today.
Yeah, it's just been everywhere. Like, is he the problem in Philadelphia? He's been through a million different offensive coordinators, it seems like. Every single year, he has a new one, and one works, one doesn't. They bring in Sean Mannion this year, who is one of those young former backup quarterbacks was playing with the Packers recently and now gets a chance to be an offensive coordinator. Jalen Hurts has very rigid structure. He's a good quarterback. He isn't necessarily the greatest. He can't hit all those routes. They love those crossers, those hitches, and he changes a bunch of stuff at the line. That's the report. And it's causing some issues with Nick Sirianni and the coaching staff.
I'm so team Jalen Hurts on this. I think if he's changing the play at the line, it's because it was a bad play, and he's seeing something. I don't think he's stupid at all. I think he's actually very intelligent. And I think Jalen Hurts has a great QB IQ. Because I think, if you look at Jalen Hurts, he doesn't have the arm strength. He doesn't have the accuracy. All right? He doesn't have the arm power. Like, he doesn't have the intangibles at the quarterback position. His mind and his body are a big part of why he's had success. Because I always say this. First and second down, Jalen Hurts is a mediocre quarterback. Third down, Jalen Hurts is a stud. Like, throughout his entire career, I've felt that way. On third and on fourth downs, he's awesome in the big moments. And I think part of that is he's got a really good NFL mind. He's a smart quarterback. And so when there's talk about whether it's Sirianni or Hurts, or it's Hurts versus some no-name offensive coordinator, I'm taking Hurts' side. What's interesting, I think, is that the Patriots are in pursuit of A.J. Brown.
Yeah, I mean, they went out, they got Romeo Doubs, right? They cut Stephon Diggs, so they're in need of a true wide receiver, when I don't think Doubs qualifies for that.
No.
They
and
need
neither
a guy.
Is Matt Collins.
Neither is Matt Collins. He's solid. He's not a wide receiver one. They need a weapon. They could draft one. They're in a position where you can get a solid wide receiver at pick 31, right? There's enough guys at the end of this draft class. You could get a Boston. You could get a Chris Bell. You could get one of the Indiana receivers, whichever one you like. Omar Cooper is the one that's getting first-round buzz. But A.J. Brown, I'm taking him over all of those guys every single day of the week. And trading with Howie Roseman is a dangerous game, but his first big move was trading for A.J. Brown from Tennessee, in a similar move to what the Patriots would be doing over there.
I also think the Eagles might be a sneaky team that would draft a quarterback.
Really?
It can't get more public than it has in the last week. It feels like there's been shots fired from Hurts' agent and from Sirianni, and from all sides here. It feels like every single day there's been a Jalen Hurts or an Eagles story this week about frustrations, about friction, behind the scenes. I mean, we know how Philly works with sports media there. Like, it, I mean, they dig into something, and they will stick with it until they find out more and more and more. And so I think there's a sneaky chance that, I mean, Tanner McGee's not the future there, right? I know they pay Jalen, and I think that there's more belief in him probably in the front office than maybe with the coaching staff. But I think that they're a sneaky team that could draft a quarterback. Maybe it's just to put more pressure on Hurts to have a better relationship with Sirianni. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game-time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Want a $1,000 weight loss medication for $50? It all starts with Rose free GLP-1 insurance check. Just upload your insurance card to see if you have coverage, then relax. Over 200,000 people have qualified for a $50 copay through Roe. Go to roe.co/health. Half of covered patients have a $50 per month copay or less for medication, plus $145 monthly Roe membership fee. Deductible cost may apply and final cost varies by insurance plan. For safety information about GLP-1 medications, including boxed warning, go to roe.co/safety, Rx only.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new sports radio, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Now, Michael Phillips texted me today. He's on vacation. He's hanging out and having a blast. I think he's in Mexico City. He texted me, and I think he texted me to get on my nerves, because he said, AWOD, are we doing a third chance bracket today? Because there are only four teams left. And he just totally mocked my second chance bracket last week. Just completely mocked it. And then Bill Roth came on and said he didn't need a second chance bracket. And Lane Casadante came on and was bragging about his original bracket being pretty strong as well. My bracket was so bad I burned it. And then we did a second chance bracket. My second chance bracket's looking pretty good. I will say, if you picked all chalk, you are not all the way correct. You are in one region, for sure, and you are on one side of the bracket, because Michigan against Arizona. But Illinois had to fight and had to get past Houston, had to get past Iowa to get here. And UConn, with the shot heard around the world. I mean, that unbelievable steal pass shot to beat Duke, setting up a fantastic Saturday of hoops. Time to break it all down here on University Drive.
Let's go to University Drive. Scores, buzzer beaters, madness. All the college basketball in the state of Virginia. We'll follow your favorite teams all season long. University Drive on AWOD Radio.
Now, again, I'm not over Michael saying, can we do a third chance bracket? Oh, you just pissed me off with that. No, we can't do a third chance bracket. There's only three games left. There's not going to be enough parity there. Jay Money, who you got? Illinois against UConn, and why?
Give me UConn. They have not lost past the second weekend of March since 2011. 18 straight games, and I doubted it. I said that's just a trend. It doesn't matter. This team is different. This team is not different. They keep finding ways. I think UConn makes it to the championship game out of that side.
I mean, it's hard for me to pick against Illinois with the way they've played. But UConn is that team that could absolutely stop them. I mean, they've got the powerhouse down low in Reed. I mean, he is going to make those Eastern Europeans wish they were back in Eastern Europe. I mean, he's going to run circles around them. I would put over 26 points for Reed. I think he's going to be that dominant. I don't think Ivicic or his brother can guard him. I really don't. I would say that Illinois will have to hit 13 threes to win this game. That's my prediction right there. I think there's a way that Illinois wins this game because they've hit 13 threes in a game before. They are one of the best shooting teams in the country, and they are the tallest team in the country. But, like, I mean, Reed was making it look easy against Boozer and Duke. He's going to destroy Illinois down low. If Illinois can get him into early foul trouble, right? And then, you know, they're going to need Stojakovic to continue to be a star. He has been the best player off the bench in this tournament, not named Terrence Hill Jr. I mean, he's been their sixth man of the year. He's been the sixth man of the tournament. It's been terrific. So I'm picking UConn, but there is a pathway to Illinois winning this game. And it is them doing a decent job against Reed, maybe getting him into early foul trouble. And I would pick the Illinois guards in this one. I would pick the Illinois guards in this one. I would give them the advantage with Boswell and Wagler. But here's the thing. Illinois and UConn met earlier this season, and Illinois did a UConn did a tremendous job against Wagler. Now, this game was played back, I want to say it was like November. Let me figure out the exact date of that game. It's November 28th. It's Madison Square Garden. UConn fans were probably going nuts. Mirkovich couldn't hit a shot. Wagler couldn't hit a shot. Boswell actually led them with 25 points in that one, and Stojakovic only had 3. So I don't think there's any chance it's going to be played like it was back in November, because Illinois is so much better now, and they've even made changes to their starting lineup because Davis is in there now. And so I think that they're not going to use that tape much to prep for this game here. It's going to be, hey, we are a different basketball team. Now, the way they defended Wagler is interesting, because that if they can shut him down again, it's absolutely advantage UConn. Wagler's going to need to have 18 points in that one, maybe even 20. So I'm going to pick UConn. Michigan, Arizona. I think it's so difficult to pick. And look, if UConn wins, I'm going to pick them to be the national champions. If Illinois wins, I'm going to pick the winner of Michigan, Arizona.
I love this team. This is my national champion matchup right here. I think these two are the best teams in college basketball.
I think they are, but how can you tell me that you're not going to pick UConn when you just gave out the stat? They don't lose. They don't lose outside of the first weekend.
It's got to happen at some point.
So you just told me all about the stat. 18-0, right? In the last 20, what is it? Last 14 years, 15 years, and you're going to tell me they're going to beat Illinois Saturday and then they're going to lose in the finals?
I am. I'm using this stat. I'm using the analytics to my advantage here.
Yeah, you are.
I'm taking the eye test in the championship game. I've seen Michigan dominate every single team they've played. I've seen Arizona dominate every single team that they've played. These two teams, all season long, have been battling for that number one overall spot. And then Duke came in. They beat Michigan, so they get to have the crown for a little while. But these two teams have been far head and shoulders above everyone else in college basketball the entire season. I don't know how you can't pick one of these two.
No, I mean, like you said, they've been the best two teams in college basketball. Duke came in late and kind of stole that number one spot from them and then won the ACC championship. But these are the best two leagues this year, the Big 12 and the Big 10. And I still think it's hilarious. Like, Michigan didn't lose a game till January. Arizona didn't lose a game till February. And neither of them have lost in the last month here, basically, and have been on a roll to get to this moment here. I just think that's the lazy take, is this is the national championship. No, this is the semifinals, buddy. This is the game on Saturday. And if UConn wins, I think they're going to win it all. Like, I'm telling you, the lazy take is, oh, those are the 2-1 seeds. Yeah, the winner of that one's going to easily win it all. Not with UConn on the other side of the bracket.
I never said it'd be easy. This is going to be a great game, UConn versus whoever they play. But, I mean, I cannot say with any confidence that UConn is close to a better team than this. I saw UConn heading into this tournament get destroyed by St. John's in the Big East final by 30 points.
Yeah, like, but, I mean, St. John's was damn good this year.
And they lost to Duke, and UConn beat Duke.
Did UConn beat Duke, or did Duke blow the game?
UConn beat Duke. They shot.
I think Duke choked it away.
UConn made like 2 threes all game long.
Yeah.
But like, that's the impressive part to me. They're not going to shoot that bad in any game the rest of the season.
No, that's the thing. Going back to UConn, Illinois, UConn beat Illinois earlier this year, and they still haven't played their best basketball in this tournament, right? With the way they've been shooting from the outside. If they can start hitting their shots, they're going to beat Illinois, and they can win the national championship. Especially with their big man and the way he's playing down low. I just think that everybody around the country is going to say Arizona-Michigan is the national championship game. Lazy take, it's the semifinals. Lazy take, it's the semifinals.
That's the game I've been waiting for all year long.
I know. Believe me, there's a reason that's the 8:49 tip-off. Like, everybody around the country, especially on the West Coast there, is going to be locked into that game late night. All right? I might be up till midnight watching that. It's going to be a great game. And it will probably be a better game than Illinois-UConn. I just don't think you can say that the winner of that's going to be your national champion when UConn won back-to-back and is now in the Final Four for 3 of the 4 last years, and Illinois feels like a team of destiny. If Illinois gets past UConn, you're telling me they can't win at all?
Yeah, I am. I think Michigan, who's handled them in the regular season, is going to be able to handle them again.
But what if it's Arizona?
And Arizona, they don't shoot a lot of threes, but you want to talk about size advantage?
Yeah.
They don't have that against Arizona. Arizona is huge, they're physical, and they will bang on the inside, and they will beat you at your game. The Illinois is not going to be able to out-physical or out-height them. I don't think it's a good matchup for Illinois either way.
I think Illinois is going to have to hit 12 threes. Michigan beat Illinois easily this year. They shot 31% from three. That's not good enough. That's not going to win you a national championship. I am not giving up on the side of the bracket that is Illinois versus UConn. I think there could be a national champion from that side.
UConn could do it. I don't think Illinois can.
Mm. All right. I mean, I'm smelling a wager, but I guess we'd have to see how the games play out this weekend. If Illinois is in the finals, I started this segment by saying if UConn wins this game, they could win the national champion. If Illinois wins it, it's going to be Michigan and Arizona. And now you got me walking back my words here because you're telling me it's the national championship game. No, it's the semifinals. Michigan and Arizona. Good luck to the winner of that one. They'd still have to win one more to win the national championship. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan now at 105.1 FM. Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan now at 105.1 FM. You know, there's so much going on in the sports world with college basketball, and I guarantee you VCU is going to be in one shining moment. I cannot wait to watch that, to see Terrence Hill. I'm sure Biff will make it also, our intern who was getting national attention on the broadcast for High Point's victory over Wisconsin. That's Griffin Wright, who was our intern Biff this past summer. And you've got the NBA inching towards the playoffs, the NHL inching towards the playoffs, NFL draft around the corner. We haven't had much time to do Netflix, but I do have a movie review to give you guys here on Netflix on The Fan.
Netflix, the best of streaming services, TV, movies, books, podcasts, and more. We've got you covered on Netflix.
All right, did I give a review of The Smashing Machine? I feel like I did, right? Because that was The Rock playing. Yeah, I did, because I kept saying it was about the UFC fighter Mark Kerr, and you know it's not a great movie if you're wondering why was this made into a movie, because it's not that good of a story. Well, Marty Supreme is actually a really cool story. I just didn't think the execution of the movie was very good at all. And I think my take is that the Safdie brothers, Benny Safdie directed The Smashing Machine by himself, Josh Safdie directed Marty Supreme by himself. The Safdie brothers' secret sauce is they're only good together. You can't split them up. You cannot split up the Splash Bros and expect them to come out with a good movie. I give Marty Supreme 2.5 out of 5 joggers. Bored for a 20-minute stretch of a ping pong movie when I grew up playing ping pong. I'm so disappointed by this. Dude, we talked about this last week, and I brought up my 2015 interview with Michael B. Jordan. He could not have been more deserving of that award over Timothy Chalamet. Thank God they got that right. Michael B. Jordan acted his pants off compared to Timothy Chalamet's disappointing performance of Marty Supreme. Disappointing performance. Did you see the movie, J Money?
I did. I saw it in theaters in December. I walked away from that film and I said, objectively, this is a great movie. I hated my experience in that film.
Wait, what does that mean?
I walked away and I was like, you know what? I know in the back of my brain that that was a good movie. I know I should have enjoyed it. I hated my experience in there. I was on edge the whole time. I hated every single character in that movie. Not a single one. I was like, you know what? I can root for that guy. Not a single one. I was like, yeah, you know what? They've got some redeeming qualities. Every single one. They all sucked. I hated my experience. But I walked away. I was like, you know what? That's going to win an Oscar or something. That was a good movie. I know it was a good movie. I agree with you. 2.5 out of 5. I couldn't give it any more.
Yeah, I mean, one of my takeaways, Gwyneth Paltrow, smoking hot at 53. Smoking. I mean, she was playing like a 60-year-old woman, too. Smoking hot at 53. That was like the one positive. But he's like dating one girl and he's like cheating on her with, you know, 60-year-old Gwyneth Paltrow, who's like married to some guy that he's trying to work with. I was just like kind of confused by the story in itself, and I felt like it shouldn't be that confusing. I don't know. What else did you think when you were watching it? Like, I really didn't think Timothy Chalamet was good at his role. Like, I mean, if you had given me somebody else as Marty Supreme, I think it could have been a better movie. And I'm kind of a Chalamet guy more recently. I started by not liking him, and then I think he's gotten better. I thought the ping pong scenes were cool. At times, they looked a little fake. I mean, it's a true story of a guy who's like not a good guy. He's an anti-hero, basically. And anti-heroes are hot right now, so I can understand why this was made in a movie, right? Like I said with The Smashing Machine, I at the end, I'm like, why was this made into a movie? At the end of Marty Supreme, I'm saying, I understand why this was made into a movie. I just didn't think the script was very good. Like, at times when they were like talking to each other, I was like, we didn't need that whole scene right there. There was a 20-minute part of the movie that was legit boring. Legit boring. Like I said, I didn't think Timothy Chalamet was very good.
I thought everyone in that movie did really good acting wise. I walked away and I was like, it was too long. I don't know what I would cut from it. Because if you cut any scene from that movie, you don't get the full story. And it jumps around. It's a chaotic movie.
But what is the full story?
It's just following this guy who continues to make mistake after mistake after mistake, and then it ends with a potential positive uplifting note. He's like, I'm gonna change my life because I'm gonna have a kid, right? I don't know if that actually happened with the rest of Marty Supreme's story,
but that's the whole thing. So was he, I'm getting into spoiler territory, but was he having a kid with a woman that already had a husband who faked that he beat her up to get with Marty Supreme?
Sort of. So from what I gathered, they were childhood friends. They are on and off again. He was cheating on everybody. He was like a Bronco. You can't settle down Marty Supreme. He's gonna fly all around the world, get whatever he wants. But this is like the one that he was always kind of there for.
Yeah.
Like his childhood best friend and all that stuff. And then he gets her pregnant, and he's, you know what, I'm going to be a dad now, once he goes through all that other stuff, and he gets, I guess, over himself is the way that I would put it, but I don't know if that's what actually happened.
So answer this question for me. How old was Timothy Chalamet supposed to be?
20 to 30, maybe?
Okay.
That's my guess, somewhere in that range.
Okay. All right. I mean, that does kind of fit the way I thought he looked. I guess I would have maybe liked more about how he became such a ping pong stud, right? Like the training that took place, or what it was like when he was a kid, and trying to win. But yeah, I mean, I just was not a fan. I mean, here's the thing: Timothy Chalamet did the Bob Dylan movie, and I thought that was like a 10 out of 10, and I was obsessed with how good he was in that. Did you see that movie?
No,
you
I
should,
never saw.
You
that
should
one.
Check that out. It's very good. This movie, Chalamet did not act his pants off. Not a big fan. Any TV or movie news that you wanted to bring up here?
I went to theaters the other day. I saw Project Hail Mary.
Ooh, definitely don't give any spoilers out, but I'm interested.
I'm not going to give any spoilers out, but I loved it. This was a great movie. The worst part about it is I couldn't get comfortable in my seat, and I couldn't adjust it because it's way too loud.
Where'd you go?
Went to Movie Land.
Oh, right next to me?
Yeah. Was it
one of the theaters that had the new seating?
Yeah, it had the reverse seating, and it
and
was great.
What was the problem?
I couldn't get comfortable, and we were playing around with it when I first got in, and you could hear it over the previews, so I didn't
like
want to be rude.
The
whirring sound was like brrr.
Really?
Whenever you touched it. I didn't want to be rude to the rest of the movie, so I think I almost ended up upside down in the movie theater, but other than that, great movie, highly recommended. Everyone should go see it.
And this is Hail Mary.
Project Hail Mary. Yes.
Yeah, I am committed to reading the book before I go see it, because I've heard the book is fantastic, and I've heard really good things about the movie. Ryan Gosling's the star. Who else is in it?
Oh.
Is there anybody else that's of name?
I'm not great with actors, honestly.
Yeah. Okay.
So there were a couple people that I recognized the faces of. But the only one that I knew the name of looking at the screen was Ryan Gosling. And it's mostly a solo film because he's, you know, alone for a long time.
So how does this compare with other great movies that take place in outer space.
So I think the closest comparison would probably be The Martian kind of thing. And okay. It's got a lot of those vibes. You know, a guy up there surviving, doing his thing. There's obviously differences there. I like this movie more than The Martian.
Okay, I was going to say, because I didn't love The Martian, but I did think that was Matt Damon was really good in his role, but I didn't love the movie. I'm very interested in seeing this. Project Hail Mary. Now, we've got to get you better seating at movie theaters. It feels like your last couple of complaints have been personal problems.
Yeah. I mean, it's more than that about the movie, but about Marty Supreme. That one, there was a feeling in my stomach. I was like, I got to get out of here, but I can't get out of here.
They tried to make Marty Supreme like Uncut Gems, right? But it didn't work for me. I think they wanted you to have like an anxiety attack when they filmed it.
It worked. I was not having a good time.
I just wasn't having a good time because I was bored at times. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, not 105, 1FM.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB. And all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.